man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel
and a four-wheel drive.
I
wish I had a four-wheel drive. I am a country boy, and I am surviving up here in North Dakota, due north by about 1,000 miles of Round Rock, Texas. And I'm just wondering right now, I'm just wondering where I'm getting all that surf sound. Okay, I'm getting a little bit of, let me just play around with my sound system here for a minute. Oh, probably just the producer, uh-oh. This is the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show, and always extemporaneous and spontaneous and live. Here on June 30th, 2023. And I'll play with my values here, and the producer will do the same, and we'll get you some nice, clean sound. Here, let me just see if I can find where this is happening. And we'll bring you a Trump Phenomenon program here for an hour from 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, as we do Monday through Friday. And this will be another great one, because Donald Trump was phenomenal today. And he was in Philadelphia, PA, at the Moms for Liberty National Summit. They actually have a name for it. They call it the Joyful Warrior National Summit. And there was a huge crowd of people. They were there to see Donald Trump. Pathetic performances by Ron DeSantis, who spoke to them. They gave him the 9 a.m. slot when everybody's still in bed or eating breakfast. Then they put Donald Trump in the prime time at 4:15 earlier today. So we're going to be playing you some of that. I'm going to start out with some of my favorite clips, which I hope I've marked down well enough to be able to search them out. Let me get my cursor here over my... My favorite comment is at 36 minutes. Now, the president, he is indefatigable. He is, as we say, phenomenal. This is a 1 hour and 9 minute speech. What kind of rocket fuel does he run on? Well, I'll tell you, I know what it is. It's inspiration, it's dedication, it's love of our country. And he does this everywhere, at every event, every rally. He goes out full out, pedal to the metal every time. He doesn't do, you know, think of the politicians you've seen in your lifetime. How many politicians get up and give a 5 minute speech? It happens every day. All lots of them. They're not ready to go full out. Can you imagine the energy it takes to go an hour and 9 minutes with a big crowd? And you just knock them out for an hour and 9 minutes, nonstop. This man is Stephen Miller. I read a part of the Stephen Miller endorsement yesterday, and he had a great term for Donald Trump's energy level. It was something like unearthly. Maybe one of you can call in and remember it. The call-in number is area code 512-248-8252. He has some term that was very interesting. As a man who worked elbow to elbow with Donald Trump for 4 years in the White House, writing speeches, senior advisor Stephen Miller from Santa Monica, California, he said something, I've never heard anybody use this particular term for Trump. I'll look it up during one of the breaks, but it's something like his energy level is some kind of a synonym for the word unearthly, you know. I'll get that for you. But that's what he does. He is unearthly. He also said, I do recall this accurately, he said the Trump Donald Trump is a once in a lifetime experience. You're not going to see another Donald Trump. You've never seen one before. Once in a lifetime. All right, so let's hear the once in a lifetime man. And I want to hear him at 36 minutes into his speech. Listen to what he says. He kind of sounds like he kind of has a style that I like. Here it is. I'll go in a little early because I want to get the whole thing. Here we go. Okay, hit it.
More, I don't think he does. I'm not sure he knew it even at the time. But they take money, they walk into these countries, and they say, you pay me $10 million, you pay me $5.1 million. You see the phone call the other night? I'm sitting here with my father. We want the money right now. And we're watching. It's got to happen more with Republicans. But they impeached me on a perfect phone call. This was a perfect call. This was a call that when people read it, a number of people read it early on, they said, that was a nice call. Let them continue. But I always respected that office so much that as bad as I knew Biden was, as incompetent as he is, as dumb as he is, frankly, and he was dumb 25 years ago. And by the way, he doesn't have an age problem. He's got a competency problem. And he's got some other problem, because I know people that are 90 years old that are making a fortune. They're smart as they ever were. And this is not an age problem. This is a problem with something's going on. And, you know, we have nuclear weapons out there. Many countries now have nuclear weapons. And we have a man who's grossly incompetent leading us as the most.
Now, I missed my favorite spot. Let me try again. How did I miss it? I think I just missed it. Let's go early again. That was pretty good, that last segment there. It's 1 hour and 9 minutes and 29 seconds of just golden, 24-karat gold speaking. I can't go wrong in here. Let me go real early and see if I get it this time. Here he comes again, 35 minutes in.
I was modestly respectful, and in many cases, much more respectful because of the respect I have for the office of the presidency. And that happened. It happened for a long time, I would say, in terms of this country. I respect the office. I don't want to call him a crook and think, but now I say he's a.
That's just a glitch. Hang on. He's coming back. I'll give it another second or two. Some kind of an audio recording. Here it is.
Damn crook. He's crooked as hell. Because they started this. They indicted.
It's another little glitch. It's in the original recording. You just hang on.
The former president of the United States. Over bullshit. And... allowed to say it like it is. We have a corrupt president. He's 100% crooked. He knows it. Well, he doesn't know it anymore. I don't think he does. I'm not sure he knew it even at the time.
Okay, so we got it. I love that. Now, this is a national summit of Moms for Liberty, and Donald Trump is making a point there. I don't know. I guess, you know, ladies can be as salty as men. But this is moms, and Donald Trump says it. He nails it, and they love it. He said, "This is all bullshit," and I love that. I love that style, that panache, and well, I just love it. That was my favorite moment in the speech. Now we'll go back, and I'll grab you a few more moments. But here he is in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. He went to school in Pennsylvania at the University of Pennsylvania at the Wharton School of Finance, which is some consider it the best in the world. And that's an Ivy League school. People don't know that. University of Pennsylvania is an Ivy League school. That doesn't mean anything anymore. You don't want to be in an Ivy League school. But back when he went to school, it meant something. And so this is home turf for him to talk in Philadelphia. I don't know where the University of Pennsylvania is. Is it in near Philadelphia? But Pennsylvania is an absolutely crucial state, and Donald Trump is there to make sure we win it in 2024. All right, let's go to some key moments here. Let me see. What's another golden moment here? Here's one. At 15 minutes into the debate, not the debate, the speech, he says something very important. And he totally gets it on COVID-19, the scamdemic, the toxic vaccine. He gets it all. Have no doubts, friends. Here he is leading unto that.
Stand in their way. Ultimately, the radical left is coming after all of us because they know that our allegiance is not to them. Our allegiance is to our country, to our children, and to our Creator. And I promise you this, if you put me back in the White House, their reign will be over, and America will be a free nation once again. So important. I can't tell you. In 2016, I said that's going to be the most important election ever. 2020, we thought we won. I mean, I didn't talk about the election too much because I thought we won that election so easy we were going to win it. And what they did was beyond any belief. They used COVID in order to cheat.
There you heard it. They used COVID in order to cheat. His analysis is so keen and powerful. He gets it on every point. Now, here's another one. This one comes in. I love this language. This is, here it is, at 44 minutes and 20 seconds. He's well into this speech. Let me play this. You'll love this.
Youths, these are really bad young people, and we're going to stop it. And we're going to stop people from going into stores and robbing the hell out of them and walking out, and the policemen are afraid to do anything because the policemen are told, you're going to lose your job, you're going to lose your pension, you're going to do everything, and they're not allowed to act. They're going to be allowed to act. We'll protect them, and they're going to be allowed to act. There's not going to be any more of that. You have cities now that they can't rent a store because people go and just take everything they want, and they walk out. Nobody does anything. Everybody's afraid of, you're afraid of everything. And this is a country out of control. This is a country that's on its way to oblivion. I will completely overhaul federal standards on school discipline and juvenile justice to get violent monsters out of your children's classrooms and into reform schools or correction institutions. And that's also for their own good. In addition, I am proud to have laid out by far the most aggressive, most visionary plan to liberate our children from the Marxist lunatics and perverts who have infested our educational system. They're perverts.
Now, come on. Don't tell me you don't love that. The Marxist perverts who have infiltrated our educational system. I mean, come on. He nails it. He whams it right on the nail's head. The Marxist perverts who have infiltrated our education. I ran for school board here in Grand Forks, North Dakota. I should have come up with a phrase that good. And I'd love to quote that if I run again. The Marxist pervert, because I'm looking right at him on our school board. Yes, you, Marxist perverts who have infiltrated our educational system. I'm running against you. All right. Let me see here one. Here's one that's kind of nice. Here's his comment on global warming and climate change, because they can't make up their minds whether it's getting colder or hotter or both. They can't make up their minds. But Donald Trump, he's thought it through. Scales on Donald Trump's eyes on the climate scam, the Greta Thunberg scam. How dare you? I should be in school across the ocean. Here's what he has to say about that, 48 minutes and 30 seconds into the speech. All right, all right. You can see I did my homework here. This was today. Wonderful, Mr. President. Moms for Liberty.
Children, and I just think that that is such a total no-brainer. It'll cost us half, and you'll get more money than you ever would have gotten because the money is just squandered and wasted. But
right there he's talking about, he promises, he said, I just inserted this into the speech. It's not in the speech. I just want to say it. And he said, I don't care if it's popular. This is what I believe. And the crowd went wild. We said, I don't care if it's popular. He said, I'm returning American education to the states. And he said, I'm going to drain the federal educational establishment. And these are those Marxist perverts. And he said, I want to take their budget down to 1% of what it is now. He said, I want the department of, remember when some of you aren't old enough to even remember. We didn't have, there's no Department of Education in the Constitution. There was no Department of Education during World War II. I don't think there was any Department of Education. When was it created? It's not in the Constitution. It's not a federal responsibility. The founders understood education to be under the 10th Amendment. All powers not delegated to the federal government are reserved to the states and the people, respectively. And that includes education. Donald Trump wants to abolish the education department, but he said, I'll defund it. I'll take it down to 1%. All right. Here, we'll continue here.
The federal government at levels that nobody's ever seen before, and you'll go from number 40 or number 38 or whatever you might be, you go conceivably to the top. We're very close to it.
That's our rating as an educational country. Our rating is, he says, it's like 45 or something. It's terrible. Our kids are dumb compared to the rest of the world. And that's the fault of the Marxist perverts who are not teachers.
Under my leadership, the 1619 Project, you remember that, Beauty? Climate change extremists that are destroying our country. These are extremists. Remember, the biggest threat we have, according to Biden, is climate change, because the ocean's going to rise over the next 200 years by 1/8 of an inch. But the fact that you have five countries out there with nuclear weapons pointed at us, that's not a threat. Can you imagine? That's not a threat. He said the biggest threat is climate change. Our oceans will rise. Yeah, 1/8 of an inch over the next 200 to 300 years. Meaning you have a little more beachfront property. Okay, that's the way I feel. The ridiculous 87 different genders the left says there are out there. Think of it. And we will out. We're going to cut it out. We're going to get it out. We are going to be pressing three basic things plus. Reading, writing, and arithmetic. We'll be back. Reading, writing, and arithmetic. I hope the fake news doesn't say I'm old-fashioned. I hope they don't say I'm old-fashioned. But we have to bring our country back. The Marxism, fascism, communism, and the radical left socialism being preached in our children's classrooms all over. I mean, all over, beyond the classroom, our military. Very dangerous. I ended it in the military. I ended all of the things in the military. As soon as they came back, they put it all back in. They were paying people $500,000 a year to teach the military how to be woke. And I ended it all. And just incredible. But radical left socialism is being preached all over the place. It's just terrible. And in many ways, it now resembles established religion. What they're trying to do is really imitate, but in a much more vicious fashion, and something that's so bad for our country, established religion. The Marxist left and other lunatics preaching radical ideology.
All right. That was beautiful. And notice something about Donald Trump. He's very philosophical. He could stand shoulder to shoulder with Socrates in the Athenian Forum. And brilliant, but also notice that how he has evolved, matured, in the Trump 2.0 version. There are moments where he's very quiet. He does everything in speech making. I studied speech making in high school and in college. And I learned a lot about what makes a great speech. And let me tell you, what you're hearing from Donald Trump is as good as it has ever been. This is, if you are a high school, college student studying public speaking, study this man. He is the best anybody has ever heard. Aside from being the most sincere, even if he's a lousy speaker, his sincerity is A+. But add to that, magnify it by his rhetorical genius, and you have what do you have? You have a phenomenon. All right, let's go to another spot here in this speech. We got plenty of time left. Notice, I don't know how this happens, but when I'm yakking away on the microphone, time seems to go quickly. I blabber on for a while, and then I look at the clock and I go, hey, where'd the show go? It's gone. But when Trump is speaking, time seems to slow down. And I look at the clock and I go, hey, we're only 20 minutes into the show, and he's already covered the waterfront. He said more than I say in a whole show, in a quarter of a show. And I'll tell you, I mean, I know what's going on. And, you know, time is psychological. The perception of duration is psychological. Listening to me speak, sorry to say, is maybe interminable, unbearable, compared to this genius who makes time go by. I don't want to misspeak here. He makes it seem as if time has slowed down and you can get more done somehow. And, well, you're hearing it. Let's find another one. Let me look here in my notes. Okay. Let's find another winner here. I love this. This is a country on its way to oblivion. You heard that. These are Marxist perverts. You heard that. Suburban women want peace. This is a nice point. Let me go to that point and play that. Maybe my other thing I wanted to bring to you will be right there. Let's just go see. This is at 16 minutes into the speech. 16:50. I'll go a little earlier so I don't miss it. Here he is at 15:45. Take it away, Mr. President.
I talked everybody out of discussing the number one thing, the border. I shouldn't have done such a good job. Then we could have talked about the border. But there was nobody wanted.
Notice what he just said. The number one thing, the border. That's it. Number one. That's been one of the beauties of Trump all along. He alone got it. On World War III, he alone gets it.
To talk about it, they said there's no problem with the border. But despite the demented persecution of our movement, we are getting stronger and stronger by the day. People of common sense. Just this week, the Quinnipiac poll found us beating Joe Biden right here in the battleground state of Pennsylvania, where we do great. We do great. In my opinion, well, I don't know. It's for Trump. It's for Republicans. But this is an absolute Republican stronghold that Republicans have a very hard time winning because a lot of bad things go on. But we are just absolutely crushing them with independents. 51 just came out this morning. 51% to 37% independent. They were saying, do you think Trump can win independents? Well, we're winning independents in some places by 25 points. And they think, do you think Trump can win suburban women? Suburban women. You know what they want? We got a lot of suburban women. You know what they want? They want peace. They want low taxes. They want good education. They don't want wars, these stupid wars that go on forever, killing everybody, destroying our country.
These stupid wars that go on forever, killing everybody, destroying our country. Man, Nobody has said it as well. He just rolls it off the top of his head. It's beautiful the way he puts things in language that we, the people, speak. These stupid wars. The rhinos never call their wars stupid. They never say, "Oh, these wars are killing people." They never say this. They are destroying our country. Have you ever heard a rhino say anything like that? Have you ever heard Lindsey Graham? I don't want to even use a word on the air. I could use a lot of words you can't use on the air to describe Lindsey Graham. How the hell did he get into the Senate? And when the hell will he be ejected? Come on, South Carolina. You got a patriotic history. Somewhere in your state's got to be a few guys or gals that you can elect rather than sending Lindsey piece of Graham.
Last week, I was also very proud to receive the endorsements of many incredible Pennsylvania leaders. I got them just about all.
Okay, we'll save that. Okay, here's a good one on COVID. For all of you COVID doubters out there that think Donald Trump isn't as good as you are on COVID, and therefore you should restrain your enthusiasm, or worse, about Donald Trump. Listen to this. Okay, here's it. 28 minutes. He says this about China. Boy, does he understand China. Take it away, Mr. President.
Power of negotiation. You have a tremendous power. Before that, you had no power whatsoever. So I congratulate all of you, because most of the people in the room feel that way. I congratulate all of you.
What he's referring to there is by getting Roe v. Wade overturned with his three court appointments, which enabled that to happen, Donald Trump returned the power over abortion to the states. So and what he's saying is you have the power of negotiation now in your state, in my state of North Dakota. If we don't want abortion, we can force that to happen because we have negotiating power. Under Roe v. Wade, we North Dakotans had no say in the matter because it was the federal government had usurped. Is that in the Constitution under the 10th Amendment? Is that a power delegated by the Constitution to the... I don't think so. I think that's reserved to the states and the people, respectively. Donald Trump made that happen.
In addition, we delivered the largest tax cuts and regulatory cuts in history, and likewise, we built the greatest economy in the history of the world. There has never been an economy like we built anywhere in the world. We were lapping China. We were... You know, China was supposed to overtake us for many, many years. For decades, they were saying in 2018, China would overtake because of the population, 1.4 billion people. They were going to overtake. We created a juggernaut. They weren't even close. They were never, and they were heading in the wrong direction. Then we had the gift from China. The China virus came in, and we had to go a little bit different way. But still, we gave over stock. Well, we did a great job. We get very little credit for the job we did. We did an incredible job. Nobody knew what the hell it was. We did an amazing job with that, with the Regeneron and all the therapeutics and all of the things we did, the ventilators that we built. We became the king of ventilators. We were making them for every country and sending them out. We did such a good job.
Now, this is weak, of course. No one needed ventilators. Ventilators were killing people left and right. So that's a tune-up for the president. You know, I mean, there's one little point. And it's an academic point now. We sure as hell didn't need hundreds of thousands of ventilators, which are killing instruments. They were not. That was a mistreatment, the wrong thing for people who had the flu.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. But I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork. Raised the way nature intended.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say
at least I know I'm free. All right. Hey, listen, let me announce this before we I forget during the show here. Donald Trump, today in Philadelphia, you lucky folks. I was just speaking about Lindsey Graham in South Carolina. How the hell did that happen? But Donald Trump will be in South Carolina tomorrow for all you South Carolina patriots who need to flush Lindsey Graham out of your system. And he's going to be, I happen to know this area of South Carolina. This is patriot country in South Carolina. This is where the patriots are the most densely concentrated in basically what amounts to the part of South Carolina that's a part of Appalachia, and in the hills there. And let me you know that most of you be familiar with Greenville, South Carolina. That's patriot country there. Well, I've been to some patriot events in Greenville, that for sure. But now, here you're getting even more patriotic in Pickens, South Carolina. That's where the president's going to be. And let me look here. Let me zoom in on the map of Pickens. This is not a big town. So they're going to be, but it's going to be a big crowd. So what he's going to do is, we'll go here to the phones in just a second. Let me zoom down in on Pickens. Oh, it's a small town. I've been through it. I should remember a little more carefully, but look at this. This is a small town, and the president, where is he going to be? Come on, if you're in South Carolina, get the little woman in the station wagon and your kids and get on over to Pickens, South Carolina. And it's going to be on East Main. It doesn't list for a venue. It doesn't list an arena. They don't have an arena. It just says East Main Street, the city of Pickens. Doors open. I don't think there will be any doors at 9 a.m. And he's scheduled to speak at 1 p.m., is Mr. President. So let me look. Let me find Main. There's Main Street. Main Street is the main drag in Pickens, and it's East Main Street. Okay, so I'm looking at that now. That would be probably on the other side of Highway 178. So East Main Street, or, yeah, there it is. And this is a great town. I mean, they got stores like the Discounted Appliance Warehouse. Now, that's my kind of town. What else have they got? They've got Dollar Tree. They've got the Pickens County Sheriff's Office. But I think he's going to be, right in the plum in the middle of Pickens. And you know what? Let me go to the satellite view. Maybe there's a big park right there. Let me see. There might be a big park. You know what? It looks like there might be. Let's just see that. Let's just see. And that might be where he's going to be. Like some baseball fields, some big parks there. East Main Street, Pickens, South Carolina. I see some good-sized fields here. And so get yourself out there, all you South Carolinians, and everybody within 100 miles of there, North Carolina, get on over. All right, let's go back to back to the president. Although, let's take a call here for just a moment. Just a short one, Charlie. Charlie in Florida, what's up?
Yeah, hey, how you doing? This is Charlie. I was just wondering, I you know, I'm going to vote for Trump. I'll be honest with you. I'm going to vote for him. And it's not because of anything else but one issue, and it's the economy. Okay? Oh, he's the only guy that's going to get this economy back. Now, I love what he said about getting the school boards and stuff back at to get these perverts out of our schools. I love that. That's important. I'll vote for him for that, too. But here's something I've got. You know, when is he going to wake up on this vaccine issue that people don't like it? This is what is going to hurt him.
Charlie,
people
let me
you need to get in there and tell him with the facts.
Okay, now he has the facts. He has the facts. He has the facts. And he's spoken about the vaccine very powerfully, the way you would like to hear him speak. Here's what he has said. Hundreds. Hang on, listen to what he said. Somehow you missed it. Hang on, let me say this. He has said this hundreds of times. I don't know how you missed it. He has said anybody, any school, any college, any organization, anybody in the military who mandates vaccination for participation is going to be shown the door by me, Donald Trump. I will kick them out. I will fire them. I will defund them. If a college requires vaccination for kids, I will defund that college. So that's the strongest language, the strongest weapon he can use. He doesn't need to, and this is not a good idea. He is not a virologist or an immunologist. And for him to get on a podium and give people medical lectures about how stupid the vaccines are. That is not his job, and he will be seen in a bad light if he does that. So he's not going to do that. He shouldn't do that. But what he can do as a political leader is he can say, which is in the realm of force, he can say, you force people to take the vaccine, and I'm going to kick your ass out of the government. Now, that's
I agree that it should be.
Okay, but he's
mandatory.
Not a. What you want,
that.
Charlie, you can go on a radio and you can go on
Robert
saying
Kennedy,
vaccines.
Like
you can
that,
go on giving medical advice about vaccines.
About
he can't do that.
Well,
yeah,
I don't know why
not,
he can't. What he needs to do is
because
to quit
he will fall.
Because like it was a big success for him.
It will
it
be
was a failure.
You know what? It would be just as bad an idea as if he gave people diet advice. If he went on about the keto diet and said, "I'm on a keto diet," and all of you, by the way, I'm on a keto diet.
Keto diet won't kill you.
Well, overeating will kill you. And in the last 30 days, Kelso has lost. Get this. Doing nothing but a keto diet, 30 pounds in 30 days. And they're all fat. I didn't lose any muscle, huge energy. And I'll just toss it out to all the boys and girls out there. Just because it's so smart, I can't recommend it enough. Listen to Dr. Sten Ekberg. Don't listen to me, Dr. Sten Ekberg. Go for his one meal a day diet. A keto diet. In about an hour, I'm going to eat my one meal a day, which is going to be heavy in fats and protein and very low in carbs. That's all I have to do. And I haven't done anything else. I've done it for 30 days. I hate to say this, folks, I was not chiseled 30 days ago. I am buff now. I lost 30 pounds. I kept all my muscle, so. But see, I can do that. The president, if he just said that exact same thing that I'd say, they go, "Oh God, oh, diet advice." He should go on, an afternoon, homemaker show or something. So, but anyway, Charlie, he's made it clear: require vaccines, you're out. I'll kick your ass out of the government. That's the best you can do. Now, Charlie, that's it. Now, you've lost your one reason to have doubts about Donald Trump. Thank you for calling. That's a good question. All right, let's go back to, the president has got another event announced. Let me go to that. I'm doing a public service here, telling people the president's going to be in South Carolina tomorrow. I hope Lindsey Graham is not there. Oh, please, Lindsey, please stay home. That's another example that makes the same point that I'm making to Charlie about what there are certain things that as president, the president can't, he can't do them well. One of them is to be in the state of South Carolina where Lindsey Graham is their elected senator and has been elected a couple times. If Lindsey Graham shows up at the speech, the president can't say, "Hey, Lindsey, you suck." He can't say that. That's a loser. He has to make nice and say, we welcome Senator Graham in the front row there. Say a few words, Senator Graham. He has to do that. He's in a state where whatever reason, whatever he may privately think of Lindsey Graham, the people of South Carolina elected Lindsey Graham. You got to deal with that reality. By the way, on the question of vaccines, most Americans think vaccines are, saving lives and children will die if they don't. Do you know, by the way, the current schedule of vaccines, I heard an incredible guy on this subject. Let me try to remember his name. The current schedule of vaccines put out by the FDA, I think it's either the CDC or the FDA, their schedule, that's a list of vaccines that they expect parents to stick into their children. Are you ready? Are you sitting down? Robert Kennedy talking about. No, Robert Kennedy goes, he goes there. He goes there on vaccines. And Robert Kennedy said, when I was a boy, this is true for me too, there were only three vaccines. I don't remember what they were. I think polio was one of them. I can't remember what all three were. Chicken pox, maybe. I don't know. Three vaccines. And nobody was dying from them, as far as I know. But it was just three vaccines. The current schedule has 72 vaccines on it. 72. And the Joe Biden administration has just added the COVID-19 killer vaccine. And they want, Robert, RFK was talking about, they're giving, what, there's a vaccine for sexually transmitted some disease that they give to infants, infants who can't even crawl. They're giving it to infants, and it's, what's it, some sexually transmitted disease. But anyway, 72, and now they've added COVID-19. Folks, and Robert Kennedy, quite correctly in my view, is saying, you know what? There's a one-to-one correlation with the amount of vaccine being pumped into our children and the outbreak of autism. I like that. I don't think Donald Trump can go there yet. I, by the way, I think he would concur with RFK. And they've both said, RFK has said in this week, I admire various things about Donald Trump. I disagree with him on a lot of policies. You know, he's a liberal. But I agree with him on his integrity and the truth he's speaking. And Donald Trump has reciprocated the favor. I don't know who of the two spoke favorably about the other first. Donald Trump has said RFK is a man of integrity. Listen to him. That's beautiful. That is beautiful. And who knows where that's going to go? I don't know where that's going to go. That's a wild card. The communists running our country, they did not count on either of these men. Their plans did not include Donald Trump. He screwed them up royally. And now, here comes another wild card. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. They're not ready for him. He'll make a mess. He's already made a mess of Joe Biden. But if Gavin Newsom comes in, if I'm Gavin Newsom, I don't want to go in a debate stage against Robert Kennedy. That would be like a flyweight going into the boxing arena against the undefeated Rocky Marciano. I do not want to be in the ring. I don't care if I'm a heavyweight. I do not want to be in the ring with the heavy, heavy punching of Rocky Marciano. I'm going to fly through the ropes multiple times. So if I'm Gavin Newsom, RFK, that's Rocky Marciano. Undefeated heavyweight champion of the world. That's when boxing was really boxing. I remember my dad watching it on the little black and white TV that he designed, by the way, at Packard Bell Electronics. My dad was a genius of television design. We got to see a television my dad designed in our little living room. And he would drink his Pabst Blue Ribbon beer and smoke his, what was the cigarette he smoked? Oh, God, I can't remember it. And that's why I never smoked, because I said, that's it. I've had it, inhaling my dad's cigarette smoke. And but we'd watch, he'd watch those. He never missed a good boxing fight. All right. But it, like all, most of the rest of sports has gone straight to hell. It isn't worth watching. All right, let's see. We're kind of running out of time here. And what should we do? Let's go over to, oh, the other event the president's staging. Okay, tomorrow in Pickens, Georgia. But there's another event. The other event is a little bit later. Tomorrow's July 1st. At the end of next week, July 7th, Donald Trump will be in Council Bluffs, Iowa. And let's look up, I'm at donaldtrump.com/events. That's where you go to find out these things that are kept secret from us by the lamestream corrupt media, the 1984 media. Remember, the solution for 1984 is what? That's right, 1776. Okay, thank you, Alex Jones. I think, did he originate that? I don't know. But whoever did is a genius of slogans. It's going to be at the Mid-America Center, One Arena Way, in Council Bluffs, Iowa. The president speaks at 1 p.m. Now, I like this. This is a change. Donald Trump 2.0, he used to give evening events, nighttime, late events. And I thought at the time, I attended four of them, I thought, better to go earlier, Mr. President. He's doing it now. He read my mind. We'll be right back.
Hearts beat fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathed their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at TLBTalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff LLC, 417-932-6419.
I think I'm gonna cry. Bye bye, love. Bye bye, sweet caress. Hello, emptiness. I feel like I could die. Bye bye, my love. Goodbye. There goes my baby with someone new. She sure looks happy. I sure am blue. Was my baby till he stepped in. Goodbye from romance. And my think I'm gonna cry. Bye bye, love. Bye bye, sweet Clarissa.
Oh, I'll tell you. Our engineer Mike just said, I'm going to just play this because I love it so much. And, you know, I don't think Mike's mother was born when Phil and Don Everly must have been when they recorded that song. That's right from my school years. And I'm just looking up now. I haven't checked in a long time. But the Everly brothers, Phil and Don, unforgettable. You know, and brothers and sisters harmonized so beautifully because they you know, as Charles Lindbergh said to his children, it's all about genetics. And it is. The children who share the same genetics, the same vocal equipment, they sing together beautifully. And I'm just looking up here. It's sad. Phil Everly died in 2014, born in 1939, about 9 years before I was born, died in 2014. But I didn't know Don Everly is now also dead. He died in August of 2021. So a little less than 2 years ago, and he died at the age of 84. Born in Brownie, Kentucky. Wow, that's country. And died in another country spot, Nashville, Tennessee. Wow. And that was just one of the biggest hits of my childhood. Bye Bye Love. Let's look up the year for that. That's that's me and the girls in junior high and high school. 1957. 1957. That's junior high for me. High school is 62 to 65. And junior high. Recorded. And for you folks that remember the cars we had in 1957? Remember a 57 Chevy, 57 Ford, 57 T-Bird? Wow. Man. And their genre, they're described as rockabilly and country. From Miami, FLA. Oh, here he comes, another one. Great exit song. Plucked her eyebrows on the way. See y'all Monday. You're in the Trump take a walk on the wild clubhouse.
Side. Said, hey honey, take a walk on the wild side. Candy came from out on the island. In the back room, she was everybody's darling. But she never lost her head, even when she was given head. She says, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. Said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. And the colored girls go doo 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 doo.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.